Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for being here. Our number 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, a health issue, or challenge that you or a loved one is dealing with, we're here for you on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our next segment. We're going to talk medical freedom with Angela Pearson. Her book is I Am Not Contagious. It's a children's book for parents and children of families that understand the pitfalls of vaccination. Angela is living her purpose as a fighter and proponent of medical freedom. We'll talk to Angela Pearson at the bottom of the hour and get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, you know where to go, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, that's 866-735-2470, to order products or to sign up to join the Brightside Ben team. If you want to be your own boss, if you want to enter into the billion-dollar nutritional supplement business, which gets bigger and bigger every day, much to the chagrin of the federal government and the Food and Drug Administration. The nutritional supplement business is huge, and this last, this last health condition or health issue that has been in the news for the past 12 or 13 or 14 months or so has only made people more aware of the power of nutritional supplementation. And this is why the longevity business has exploded, and this is why distributors are doing so well by helping promote longevity products, longevity immune-boosting products, longevity bodybuilding products, and longevity health products. If that sounds intriguing to you, and if you're one of those folks that wants to make a difference in the world while you make money, please call 866-735-2470, check out the business opportunity, or head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com and click on the Join the Team link. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. Angela K. Pearson, author of the book I Am Not Contagious, will be with us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk vaccines and medical freedom. I want to continue talking about fiber and flax and estrogen. Last program we talked about the magnetic effect that is associated with fiber. Fiber has a chelating property, and this chelating property is largely the result of a component in fiber called phytate, a.k.a. phytic acid. Many of you have heard of phytate and phytic acid, and phytic acid has been known, it's been promoted, we'll say, for the last 20 or 30 years as an anti-nutrient. But as it turns out, as with a lot of things that involve nutrition, things things are not as simple as they might seem. And phytic acid has gone from anti-nutritional in status to a multiple protection factor of biological systems, including as an anti-neoplastic, i.e. anti-cancer substance. How interesting is that? The famous anti-nutrient phytic acid actually is anti-cancer. And this has to do with its ability to chelate things. And this chelation property is kind of a double-edged sword, because the problem with phytates is its chelating properties. Chelation is a magnetic attraction, and phytic acid can chelate or magnetically attract calcium from food, iron from food, zinc from food, various minerals from foods, and make them unavailable for cells. So you eat your grains or your phytic acid containing food, and the phytic acid grabs onto the nutrients, particularly if you're taking supplements with your grains or your phytic acid. And this magnetic attraction to your supplements, your supplemental elements, or food elements can prevent them from being interacting with cells, and can increase and enhance their excretion through the bowels. And this is why you'll hear nutritionists dissing on phytic acid and telling you, stay away from phytates, stay away from phytic acid. But like many ideas in nutrition, this is very naive and very simplistic. Yes, it's true that phytic acid in grains of all kinds and seeds — grains are seeds, so phytic acid is a seed compound, as we said yesterday, it's a storage element — and wherever you have seeds, and grains are seeds, you're going to have phytates and phytic acid. Phytic acid is a storage form for phosphorus. Oh my goodness, is phosphorus amazing stuff. And we talked a lot about phosphorus in the past. Phosphorus is a key element for growth and for energy. And that's why you'll find phosphorus in the form of phytic acid in seeds and in grains. It's a storage form of phosphorus, and it stores this battery for the growth, the expected growth of the seed. Phosphorus is super, super electrical. It's called the light bearer for its ability to emit light. It was known as the Lucifer of elements, the light bearer. Phosphorus is the key element in ATP. You guys have probably heard of ATP. ATP is known as the energy currency. Energy travels around the body in ATP. There's no free energy in the body. Energy is channeled and attached to things, and one of the things that carries energy or energy is attached to is ATP. ATP stands for adenosine, which is a sugar-like molecule, we'll say. Without getting too biochemical oriented, I guess I'd say. ATP, adenosine tri-3-phosphate. The P stands for phosphate. The T stands for tri. It's got three phosphorus connections. And that makes it super, super energetic. Phosphorus itself is energetic. But now you got three of them stuck on this adenosine molecule. Floats around in the body. Wherever energy is needed, this ATP will release its energy from the phosphate bond. This is why ATP is such an important molecule, and why making ATP is so important. Making ATP comes from — there's two sources of ATP. One is sugar and one is oxygen. I don't want to get too in the weeds here. You may have heard of something called NAD and NAD plus. There's some companies that are advertising on Facebook. I saw they're selling NAD supplements, and people want NAD, intravenous NAD. The reason NAD is so important is because it's involved in the production of ATP. Adenosine triphosphate. And it makes perfect sense that if you're a seed and you want to grow, that you would have lots of these little phosphates. Ultimately, a seed's goal in life is to grow. And this phytates phosphorus battery is going to come in very handy for when the seed decides it's going to kick in growth. These seeds are asleep, they're dormant. And then when water hits a seed or sunlight hits a seed, boom, you get this explosion of life, and the phosphorus wakes up. Phosphorus is also the key element in DNA. DNA actually uses phosphorus to stick little pieces together. It's like super glue for DNA. DNA is made up of a whole bunch of little bases or little building blocks called nucleotides, and these nucleotides are stuck together with phosphorus. And obviously DNA is also going to be important for a growing plant. So phosphorus helps the plant produce energy. Phosphorus helps the plant DNA. And so you'll find phosphorus in seeds. And for both of these reasons, phytate or phytic acid is super important for plants and for seeds. It's also very highly magnetic, and it's electrical from a quantum perspective. If you look at the phytic acid molecule, oh my God, is that thing gorgeous. One of my favorite molecules in all biochemistry, phytic acid. Just Google it. Google images, phytic acid. It's just this spectacularly beautiful molecule, and the symmetry and the beauty of it has a lot to do with its functionality. We'll discuss more about phytic acid. Take your phone calls as well, 844-236-6010, when we return.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals. If you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be talking to Angela K. Pearson about her book, I Am Not Contagious, and we'll talk medical freedom and vaccines. At the bottom of the hour, we'll get your calls in this segment, 844-236-6010. If you're on hold, hang tight. We'll get you momentarily.
I want to talk a little bit about this new Alzheimer's drug that's causing a lot of consternation. There were three FDA advisors, I believe, that quit because of the FDA's very rash approval of this drug. This is a drug that supposedly destroys the amyloid plaques that are associated with Alzheimer's disease. We've talked a lot about amyloid plaques on the Bright Side. Amyloidosis is actually one of the ways the body breaks down. Amyloidosis is the accumulation of amyloid plaques throughout the body. You can have amyloidosis of the lungs, and you can have amyloidosis of the spleen, and you can have amyloidosis of the kidneys, and you can have amyloidosis of the muscle tissues, and you can have amyloidosis of the brain. And when you have amyloidosis of the brain, they call it Alzheimer's dementia. But the point is that it's nothing more than the accumulation of fibers in various parts of the body. So you got to say, why are there fibers accumulating? Why is the body trying to put fibers in various parts of the body? Why is the body trying to put amyloid fibers in the kidney or the spleen or the lungs or the brain? Well, what's the purpose of these fibers? These connective tissue fibers, and they are connective tissue, are repair mechanisms. They're band-aids. They're splints. They're one of the ways that the body prevents damage or slows down damage or prevents the impact or reduces the impact of damage. So what I'm saying here is the amyloid plaques that show up in the brain when you have dementia are not the problem. They're the band-aid. They're the repair mechanism. And this is a theme that runs through medicine. We try to treat the band-aid because we think the band-aid is the problem. That's what statin drugs are. We think cholesterol is the problem. When we see it accumulating in the blood vessels, we don't realize the cholesterol is a band-aid. In the case of Alzheimer's dementia, we don't realize that the amyloid is there to prevent deterioration of the brain tissue. The problem is deterioration. The problem's the deterioration. But because the medical model, the pharmacomedical model, cannot address deterioration, because deterioration is our business, not theirs. It's a lifestyle issue. It comes from toxicity and malnutrition and ultimately low levels of oxygen. Those are the only three causes of these things: hypoxia, toxicity, and malnutrition, ultimately leading to an inflammatory response, which is basically what amyloidosis is. It's part of the inflammatory response. And this is why drugs can't work for dementia. There are no drugs for dementia. And this silliness, absolute silliness, is obvious to anybody who understands biochemistry. It's so obvious you have three FDA advisors quitting because this silly drug was approved. Oh, by the way, this silly drug is going to cost you $56,000 a year. And there's no evidence that shows that anybody's going to get any benefit from it. So when you see FDA advisors quitting when a drug is approved, you know there's a problem. But you don't need an FDA advisor to quit to know that a drug for Alzheimer's disease is going to be an issue, because you can't treat Alzheimer's with drugs or with vaccinations or with anything in the pharmacomedical model's bag of tricks. But it doesn't matter, because we can do it ourselves. If you want to prevent dementia, there's lots of strategies. For one thing, go low glycemic, go ketogenic. There's a reason why the ketogenic diet always benefits people who have dementia. It's because it's low sugar. Alzheimer's is known as type 3 diabetes because of the impact of sugar on the brain. There's also a sewage system that eliminates toxicity in the brain called the glymphatic system. Glymph with a G. The glymphatic system is the brain sewage system. When the glymphatic system gets clogged, deterioration results. And oh, by the way, Parkinson's, which we've talked about, and Alzheimer's are very similar. You can have Parkinson's dementia. You can have movement disorders associated with Alzheimer's, like Parkinson's, because they're basically the same thing. They're just deterioration of the brain. Go low sugar, go ketogenic, use good fats like omega-3 fats and even coconut oil, which is a saturated fat. There's a lot of great literature on coconut oil and dementia. Calorie restriction, and make sure you're using your Mighty 90 essential nutrients. If you want to do a good deed for somebody, go to a nursing home, or if you know somebody in a nursing home, give them some Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Watch what happens when you give them some BTT, let alone get them on the entire Mighty 90 essential nutrients. Get them on flaxseed oil. Give them some Ultimate EFAs. Have them stay off the bread and the pasta and the sponge cake and all the other stuff they give you in a nursing home. God forbid if anybody should ever be in a nursing home. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to the phones and say good morning to Graziano. What's up, Graziano? How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Ben. I'm doing great. I was calling today in regards to the causes of loss of hair for both men and women, and then some strategies for the regrowth of it.
The two major reasons why you lose your hair are because of low levels of estrogen in women, which are associated with hypothyroidism. They kind of go together. And the accumulation of a hormone called DHT. Have you heard of this? DHT, dihydrotestosterone. DHT, inhibiting.
I've heard it from your show.
Yeah, and there's now, you know, I've been talking about it for years because it's associated with acne, and I've been in the skin business for years, so I was using DHT inhibitors for helping folks deal with acne. So the main strategy for helping men deal with, and it's not really a great strategy, by the way, for helping men deal with hair loss is DHT inhibitors. And so using things like saw palmetto, for example, zinc, for example, these are DHT inhibitors. If you can do food, pumpkin seeds have DHT inhibition properties. And then there's shampoos that they'll sell you that have DHT inhibition properties. None of them work really well. Here's the thing about the hair. To the body, the hair doesn't really matter. Or at least it doesn't matter as much as the heart and the lungs and the spleen. We care about our hair. But to the body, from a health, from a survival perspective, the hair is not as important. And this is a kind of a common mechanism for conserving nutrition that the body will use to pull resources to the center of the body away from the extremities. That's why looking at the nails, which are the ultimate extremities in the body, is such a good indicator as to the health of the inside, because the nails are like the canary in the coal mine. The hair is very similar. Hair follicles are very similar. You can also consider, and this is one of the theories associated, in addition to DHT inhibition, one of the theories that's associated with hair loss is oxidation inside the follicle. So you might also want to consider antioxidants for follicular health. You might also want to try phytoestrogens. What's that?
I think CoQ10 is, would that be?
CoQ10 is a good, it's not a great one, but it's okay. CoQ10 has other things, okay, but it's not a great antioxidant. Vitamin C is the best, and vitamin E are the best. Those are probably the two most powerful nutritional antioxidants, vitamin C and vitamin E. And you want to make sure you're using lots of antioxidants, and you want to make sure you're keeping any oxidation stimulating foods down, and most important of that is sugar. And it really has a lot to do with living a very strong, powerful, clean life in terms of nutrition and also in terms of stress. When you're psychologically stressed as well as physiologically stressed, cortisol goes up, and cortisol will kind of reroute blood flow away from the extremities, away from the head area, towards the center of the body as well. So keeping stress levels down as well. So work with DHT. Use zinc as a DHT inhibitor. Saw palmetto as a DHT inhibitor. And then also you might want to consider things that help you with your estrogens, such as phytoestrogens, plant estrogens. Estrogen gives you a nice, bushy, beautiful hair. Testosterone tends to increase hair loss, especially when it's converted into DHT. There's lots more we can talk about. If you want to give a call back tomorrow, we can continue. But right now, we got to take a commercial break, and we'll be talking to Angela K. Pearson on The Bright Side right after this.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Global internet monitoring firm NetBlocks is reporting communist Cuba has restricted access in-country to social media and messaging platforms, including Facebook and WhatsApp. Cuban officials blame social media platforms for encouraging protests in Cuba over the weekend. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has deep concerns about the military coup in Myanmar and called on Southeast Asian nations to take action to end violence and restore democracy in that country. Blinken made the appeal during a meeting with foreign ministers of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations on Wednesday. President Biden's push for a big new infrastructure investment got a boost on Tuesday when leading Senate Democrats agreed to a partisan $3.5 trillion price tag package. Biden will travel to Capitol Hill on Wednesday to have lunch with Senate Democrats and discuss the road ahead for advancing the legislation. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Twitter Tuesday shamed President Biden's misinformation about the GOP elections bill. According to Abbott, the laws make it hard to cheat.
You might remember, President Biden called me a Neanderthal for opening Texas 100% and no masks. It turned out he was wrong. After that opening, Texas COVID numbers improved substantially. Well, now President Biden is calling Texas names again. This time, he's chastising us for making it easy to vote, but hard to cheat. And once again, President Biden ignores the facts. The fact is that Texas is passing a law that expands, not reduces, the hours of early voting. That's more than many states, including President Biden's home state of Delaware, which has 0 hours of early voting. The Texas law also helps to prevent mail-in ballot fraud in Texas. That is an issue that both Republicans and Democrats agree on. It will uphold the integrity of our elections and ensure that Texans who do qualify to vote by mail will have the ability to do so. President Biden and the Democrats must stop the misinformation. Texas is very simply making it easier to vote and harder to cheat.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need, and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central, and 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. We've got a search engine plus 11 years of daily archived programs. If you miss a program or want to review a subject, just head to brightsideben.com and use our search engine or just click on a random program. If you want to be entertained and informed, because that's what the Bright Side is all about, entertaining and informing, you can also purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. We've got blog posts, news stories, lots of good videos. In fact, we just posted, I think, two or three new videos at criticalhealthnews.com. You'll find the longevity products on all our websites, and you'll also find a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a home-based business. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, if you want to speak to a real live human being. Also would like to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, which are all available at truthtreatments.com. We've got a Father's Day special going. And you can also take a peek at our truthreviewed.com website, truthreviewed.com, for our now 2,000-plus 4- and 5-star reviews. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our 100% active and functional, all pharmacist-formulated, all pharmacy-formulated Truth Skin Health products. You can find them at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, I am looking forward to speaking to our guest today. She's the author of a children's book, I Am Not Contagious. Angela Pearson has a personal story about vaccination, and she's decided to turn it into a movement, which is super cool. You all know my take on vaccination, and I'm really interested in hearing what Angela K. Pearson, author of the book, I Am Not Contagious, has to say. Please welcome Angela Pearson to The Bright Side. Hello, Angela. Good morning.
Hi, Van. Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Yes, thank you for being here. And I love people who have personal stories and personal challenges, we'll say, and then they turn them into something inspirational, which is exactly what you did. So tell us about how I Am Not Contagious came to be.
Absolutely. So back in 2019, Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York removed religious exemption. New York was the fifth state to remove religious exemption. And over 26,000 families was affected by this. And I have two older children who have been going to school their entire life with a religious exemption, and Grayson as well. And Grayson is my younger one, and he was the one who was just recently banned in 2019 from attending private and public schools.
He was banned from attending because he didn't have a vaccine, because he wasn't vaccinated.
Correct. So he's never been vaccinated whatsoever. My daughter, who is 19, she's never been vaccinated. Now, during the same year, so what happened was when Governor Andrew Cuomo removed religious exemption and this banned my son from no longer from going to public or private school, my daughter was entering college at the same time. So this did not affect her because it doesn't apply to colleges. It only applies to K through 12 school, because once you reach college, you're now an adult and it doesn't apply to them. So she was still able to go and attend college. But my son had four.
I don't mean to interrupt, but I just want to clarify here. Are you saying your kid couldn't even go to school at all? No school would take him because he wasn't vaccinated?
No school in New York would accept him. I called even Montessori schools, because they're under New York state law. Nobody would take my son whatsoever. And I couldn't even find anyone to help me homeschool him, and I was working. And so naturally, for me, I was lucky that I actually have someone else, my son's father, to kind of pick up, you know, the slack and help with financial responsibilities. So I was financially able to leave my career behind so that I can homeschool my son. And that's exactly what I did. And, you know, for me, like, I was bullied in school, and I know a lot of people think that, you know, when you think of bullies, we always think about the bigger kid picking on the smaller kid, and that was pretty much my case. I was a smaller kid. I was being bullied by the bigger one, or I was being bullied by the popular kids and stuff like that, because I came from a financially challenging family. So I know what that feels like, and the trials and tribulations of your upbringing can make it harder to break the necessary cycles to succeed. Right. And what I mean by that is I had no voice. The way I was raised, the way my parents brought me up, I'm from the South. My dad was very old school. He was yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir, which is a great mannerism to have, because I teach that to my children. However, kids were seen and not heard. So, you know, adults can say whatever they want. Even if they're in the wrong, I had to sit there and not say anything because my voice didn't matter. And now that I'm a mother, and since I've been a mother for 24 years, I've always said that I will always make sure that my children have a voice, because their voices do matter. And, you know, communication validation gave my son the courage to take charge, and that is... Writing this book, he actually helped me, because he had so many questions about what happened, and all he knew was he couldn't go to school with his friends.
Wow.
So this book has been our therapy. You know, it's been very therapeutic for him. And
Do you think it's going to be anything permanent? Any psychological issues with being rejected, abandoned, less than, any of those kinds of things?
Not on my watch, because that's why, you know, and so if you go to my Instagram account, I'm not a very social media person. Like, I don't like being in the center of it. I don't like to be the center of attention. I'm very shy. I get very bashful. But this purpose is bigger than me. And this isn't about me. And as his mother, I have to amplify his voice. So I have to get out of my own way and share my son's story. And he's played a role in how this book has been laid out. And I'll tell you a quick little story. It's so cute. You know, because he had so many questions about, and he even cried. By the way, he cried because he wanted to go to school, because my son went to toddler school, preschool, kindergarten, and the start of the first grade. So he's been going to school his entire
life.
And,
they won't let him in any school. He can't go back to first, second grade, or third grade. He just can't do it.
School whatsoever.
Wow.
No.
Wow, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead, tell your story.
Yeah, so I sat down and I thought about all these questions that he was asking me, and I had like this whirlwind of information just kind of like hitting me like back to back. And I actually wrote the book on the plane. I actually went to a boot camp out in Miami because I was looking for a way to make money, right? Because I had just left my career, so now I need to find a way to make money, and I didn't have time to sit on my thumbs. So writing this book wasn't even in my mind. It wasn't even a thought. It was just by accident that I wrote this book. So when I went to Miami to go to attend a boot camp, much about real estate, on the plane ride home, I had this epiphany. And it was just like, what am I doing? Like, I need to tell my son's story. So I picked up my notepad and my pen, and I wrote the book on the plane right home. So when I got home, I was so excited to tell my son Grayson that I just wrote a book about him and about his story. And he was super excited. And
That's the music is a break. Can you hang on to that thought? I want you to finish the story, and then I want you to talk a little bit about health freedom in general. Okay? So we got just a quick few minute break. Hang on, Angela. We'll be right back. Angela Pearson's with us. Her book, I Am Not Contagious. We'll be back with more of Angela K. Pearson on The Bright Side right after this.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. We're talking to Angela K. Pearson. Her book is I Am Not Contagious. Angela is a health freedom advocate from New York State. Angela, are you in the city, New York City, or are you upstate?
I am upstate. So I'm about 5.5-6 hours from New York City, so I'm like in the Syracuse area.
Oh, yeah. I lived in Syracuse. I know exactly where you are. So continue your story here. So you're on the plane, and you're talking to your son. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I came home, and I was super excited to tell him that I had just written something about him. I didn't know, like, where it was going to go or whatever. But what was funny is that he was super excited about it. And this was written pre-COVID. So I wrote this before COVID hit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So then COVID hit. So it kind of put like a damper on everything because everything shut down. And I had hired an illustrator out of India. And things got really bad over there. So, you know, my son was 6 years old at the time when I wrote this book. So he's super excited. So then 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, somewhere around there went by. And my son was older now, and he was no longer as excited about the book anymore. He kind of lost some interest. So I got my author's copy, and I was super excited to share it with him, and I gave it to him to read. And that's where he kind of lost excitement. So, but I teach my kids to be honest and, you know, to put their feelings out there without being, you know, judged or anything like that. So he gave me his advice, and he said, well, Mommy, honestly, I think that we need to change the last 3 pages of the book. It needs some work. So I was like, okay, so what do you think we should do? So he gave me some advice, and I went to bed. I slept on it. And at like 2:30 in the morning, I just woke up and I grabbed my phone, went into my notes, and just wrote the last 3 of the pages. And at this time, I just couldn't go back to sleep. So I was waiting for him to wake up, but I didn't want to show excitement because I don't want him to see me excited, and then that would influence his opinion. And so when he woke up, I gave him my phone, I gave him, you know, let him read it, and he read it like, oh my goodness, like 12 times.
Are you serious? How old is he? Is he 6? Did you say he was 6?
He, He was 6 when I first wrote the book, so his birthday's in January. So I wrote the book probably around like November, December of 2019, and then COVID hit in March. And so that whole year went by, so it kind of put a damper on things. And so he just turned 8 this past January. So you can see, like, why his, you know, the way he would feel about a book from 6, what was it, like a year and a half kind of like went by. So now he's super excited about it. And then I told him that I was going to hire someone to do the audio of the book. And he looked at me and he said, "Why would you do that? It's my voice. Shouldn't it be me who has the audio?"
Oh, wow.
I was just like, oh, my gosh, this kid.
Did he do it? He did the audio?
He did the audio.
That's awesome. Yeah. You have a very precocious child. So what do you tell him when all his friends are getting vaccinated and all his friends are thinking he's an outcast or you're an outcast with parents? What do you tell the kid? How do you tell him to adjust to that? And also with masks, too. I imagine you're running into the same problem with masks, too, correct?
We do run into the same issues with masks because I don't wear one. And I do educate him on, you know, the mask wearing and how it traps bacteria and why it's not good for you to wear just for your immune system, but how, in general, it just doesn't work, right? It's not going to protect you because we already know that viruses are like, you know, what, like, nano-size.
Tiny.
So,
right.
But
the real question I have, how do you tell him that you're, how do you explain why you're so different from everything he's hearing?
Right.
Or why he's so different from everything he's hearing?
I explained to him that everyone has the right to choose, and it's called informed consent. And we shouldn't prejudge anyone for their decisions. The only time that I get concerned is when you have the general public who are just diving in head first without doing their research. Mm-hmm. And we do this so often, right? Like, we'll research a house, we'll research, like, where to live, a car, you know, whatever the case may be, the right makeup to use or whatever, but we're not putting that much effort into what we're putting into our bodies. And that's creating, you know, just a lot of trouble with what we're dealing with. I mean, with disease and sicknesses and illnesses and things like that. But I am putting this into his homeschool curriculum. Like, I am teaching him about VAERS, about, you know, going to the CDC website and looking at the vaccine ingredients and why it's important to ask the hard questions that so many people don't want to ask because they don't want to know. And we are pro-life. So I do tell him that about the MMR vaccine, and I tell him about the DTaP vaccine, about how it's cultured in aborted fetal tissue. And then I tell him what aborted fetal tissue is. You know, he's 8 years old. It's important to I teach them what I can without, I think children are resilient, right? And they're like a sponge, and they're ready to learn whatever it is that, you know, you put in front of them. But I believe in science, but I believe in all the science that's the kind that's not being censored.
Right. There's a narrative that's being crafted. There's an intent behind the science that you're hearing. There's a reason why you're hearing specific things. So do you worry that you're going to have a kid who's really cynical or who's going to question, who's not going to believe anything he's told, is going to always question authority? Or is that a good thing? I mean, I that might not be a bad thing necessarily.
It's not a bad thing. You know, my son, my older son is 24, and we have debates all the time. And
what's his position as a 24-year-old?
So he's partially vaccinated. He was the one who was vaccine injured. So he is the reason why I went down my holistic journey in the first place. Mm-hmm. And he, too, always went to school with a religious exemption because he was never fully vaccinated. And his stance is the same as mine. And it's not that I want my kids to believe exactly what I believe, but I teach my kids to do their own research. I even tell them, like, don't believe everything that I say just because I'm your mother and I'm telling you this. I want you to backtrack. It's important for you to do your own research and not just believe what someone is putting out there.
Mm-hmm.
And
critical thinking, we call it.
critical thinking, and that is what education is. And I think that when we put our kids through
school, that's what it should be.
It's indoctrination, you know.
Yeah,
there's
that's
a difference between education and indoctrination.
Yeah, that's right.
So I talk about
Do you find in Syracuse where you're at that you're an outcast, or there are groups of people who believe like you? Do you have a little posse or organization that you hang out with like-minded people, or are you just completely an oddball?
I am pretty much a loner here. I do have one other friend, and how I met this person, I actually took my daughter to urgent care, and there was a nurse there, and she was actually pregnant, and they were asking about my daughter's vaccination record, and I told her, no, we don't do that. It's against our beliefs. And she then started asking me questions because she didn't want to vaccinate herself. She was having questions herself, and then she asked me if she could exchange numbers with me so that we can connect, because she was asking if I had resources for her. So she and I connected, and we actually became friends like that. So she had her daughter. Her daughter is about 2 years old now. And she's never been vaccinated. But, yeah, like, everyone around me vaccinates. And, you know, my son's friend, who he grew up with, I mean, his mother and I, we were pregnant at the same time. She vaccinates and I don't. I don't press my beliefs onto anyone. I showcase my concerns and my cause and, like, why it is that I do what I do. And plus, I'm asked. So when I'm asked, that kind of gives me, like, you know, the ability to kind of, you know, go deeper into why I believe the way I believe, and especially adding, like, some of those resources in there for them. But that's the beauty of I Am Not Contagious, the book that I had written, because I talk about the inclusivity where my son is not vaccinated and his friend is vaccinated.
Yeah.
And there's actually a page in the book where his mother and myself, we both want to protect our children, vaccinated or not vaccinated, but we're both just doing what we feel is best for our children because we don't want anything to happen to them. We both love them the same. So, and that's where the compassion comes in.
You're just approaching it from a different angle, and that's awesome. And I love what you're doing, too, by the way. I Am Not Contagious is the book. Angela K. Pearson, thank you so much. What's your Instagram site for people who want to check it out?
Well, they can go to my Facebook. It's Angela Pearson. Angela Pearson. Or just look me up on Angela Pearson on Facebook. I'm there. I'm more on Facebook than I am on. And then
Angela,
if they want to
we're out of time, Angela. We're just out of time. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. Have a beautiful, wonderful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.